Okay, right now I'm going to take you straight away into your training. This is called the 3+1 advanced technique. Very exciting stuff. This is one of my secrets. Don't tell anyone. And this is going to be something that you're going to be able to put into practice immediately. Now I'm going to go behind the computer and we're going to start the training immediately. Now I'm going to give you right off the bat here one of my secret advanced techniques that I weave throughout my shows. I call it the 3+1. And guys, you can use this immediately in all areas of your life. Now, this really is an advanced training technique. So you might take a little bit of time to wrap your head around this, but stay with me, guys, because it's really going to be worth it. No two audiences are the same. People need to be persuaded. There'll be people in the audience with their arms folded. Would you like to know how to break down those barriers and get them to accept what you're saying? Okay. Well, this is what I call the 3+1 technique, and I just did it on you. Let me explain what I just did to you that made you want to listen to me. I gave you 3 pacing statements, and then I gave you 1 leading statement. So what does that mean? It means I gave you 3 undeniable truths, and only after I gave you those 3 undeniable truths, then did I state a proposal or action that I want you to take. So there's a kind of a rhythm to this. I pace, 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 and then lead. So let me give you another example. I could say things like, times are changing. Business is getting more competitive. In the events industry, budgets are being slashed. I'm going to show you a strategy that'll da 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 da. So if you look at the 3+1 strategy at work here, my first undeniable truth, times are changing. Yes, that's a fact. Second undeniable truth, business is getting more competitive. Yes, that is also a fact. Third undeniable truth, in the events industry, budgets are being slashed. Yes, that's a fact. So your audience is going, uh-huh, that's correct. Uh-huh, that's correct. Uh-huh, that's correct. So then when we give them the leading statement, the direction we want them to go, the audience subconsciously is thinking, okay, she's been truthful with me so far, so okay, I'm listening, I'm open. So there's no blockages, no barriers. You're opening the door, opening the door, opening the door to them accepting new information. People are already nodding their heads, acknowledging what you're saying because it's truth. So after the pacing statements, you put in your leading statement. And that leading statement is the direction we want to take them in. And that is the path of least resistance. Okay, let me give you another example. Pacing statement. Online presence is very important. Pacing statement. Social proof is going to give you credibility. Pacing statement. Positioning yourself is crucial. And now the leading statement. That's why this new program is going to da 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 da. So again, I gave you undeniable truth, undeniable truth, undeniable truth, proposal. Pace, 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 and lead. The 3+1. So how might I use an example of this on stage? Well, I might say something like this. Tonight is a party. Your dinner's been served. You've got something in your tummies. So who's ready to win prizes? But if I was to say, this is a great party, well, that may not be true. Some people might feel that it's a lousy party. Your dinner is delicious. Okay, also may not be true. It might taste terrible. So if the pacing statements you are using are not undeniable truths, it's not going to work. The pacing statements really must be undeniable truths. Only then